good afternoon. Welcome to Pete's and Ranch on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey. Matt Trenton will be joining us a little bit later on as we kick off the Coaches Show for the upcoming fall season. And up first with us to talk with is a defensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Jake Fisher. And Jake, it's hard to believe, but the fall sports season, the football season's right here. Mm-hmm. And, Jake, just talk a little bit about coming through the fall camp. I know we were talking a little bit earlier where you said they kind of put some of the time frame together where fall camp is just as long as the spring practices you go through.
Yeah, I think it was good for us. I mean, obviously a lot of young players on the team and a lot of development. I've seen a lot of growth from the guys this fall, I think, even just from the springtime. And, yeah, I mean, you get 3 weeks of just football. I mean, you're going to have some growth. Like it was a great time for like the team just to be together, and 3 weeks of no school. So every day we were with each other, we were watching film, we were going to practice, hanging out. And when it's just us on campus, it's really just us. And I think it really just grows the bond of the team, and it really brings us closer together.
I think one of the things a little bit different this year with that, too, is school's kind of backed up, I think, a week or so from what it normally has been starting the last few years anyway, where you do have a chance to have that true fall camp where that last week of the fall camp, you kind of have to juggle with the classes as well.
Yeah, definitely different because usually our camp is only about a week, week and a half long, so we go camp and jump right into, like, regular practice week. But yeah, we had the school set back a little bit, so just more time for us to get ready for games and an extra week to get ready for Mankato and stuff like that.
And let's just talk about your decision to come back and play a final season at Northwest. I think you might remember through the early COVID year too, where you had that extra year that you could either play or get into the work world. And what were some of the things that you went through that you decided you want to come back for one more year?
Yeah, I really never had it like made a huge decision of like I never had anything planned after school, so like I was just kind of up in the air, and I had guys in my class that I've been with for a long time, and we were just like, let's just do it again. I mean, you got one more shot to play college football, why not? And I think us coming together, especially after last year, such a just like kind of demoralizing season for us, honestly. And I think kind of coming back this year to kind of have something to prove, and I think all of us are kind of rallying around that. And I think I just having another year to play, I think, is just you can't take it back. So I just leave it all out there.
You know, you talk about coming off, in your words, a demoralizing season. Well, 7-4, a lot of schools would be celebrating a 7-4 season and say, well, that's a successful year. So, I mean, there were some good things that came out of last year. But it just from the tradition in Northwest, I think a lot of people think that 7-4 is a step down. But still, there are a lot of good things that came out of last year.
Yeah, I think a lot of young guys got to step up last year, especially late. I think watching them grow and then that kind of just jump starts you into this year. I think that's really what we did. We just right when that last game ended, we rolled right into like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get better and stuff like that. And I think just being the face of kind of that the winning streak or the playoff streak, and you're the team that ended that. I mean, that's tough to hold, but I think we're excited and we're ready to kind of bounce back from that.
I know talking with you down at Kansas City, the MIAA Football Media Day, one of the things you talked about that you're really looking forward to being a part of this year, just the leadership coming in as a senior that's been around this program for a long time. What are some of the things you're trying to impart on a lot of these younger players?
Yeah, I think unity within this team. I think last year we had some struggles with guys just kind of not doing their own thing, like not selfishly, but like we weren't, I think, as tight as a group as I think we are now. I think we lost quite a bit of seniors, obviously. We didn't bring in too many transfers, so we were really relying on what we have, and that was kind of like the coach's goal. They're like, we're going to give these kids a shot, and this is what we're going to have, and these guys are going to work hard and be together, and we're going to rely on each other. I think just the trust aspect of both sides of the ball, special teams, stuff like that, I think that's what we've really been preaching this camp.
And being named a team captain, obviously that shows that some of the leadership that you've been able to provide is something that they value on this team.
Yeah. 2 years in a row, it's awesome. I mean, the player voted thing, and I just really appreciate it. I think that puts pressure on me to lead by example, and even when I have hard days, it's bringing my best every day for those guys. So.
You know, coming off a year last year for you, first team all MIAA performer, he led the team in tackles for a loss, also tied for the team high in sacks as well. Coming off individually a very good season, it seemed like as that last year went along, you just saw that defensive line in particular, not only yourself but the entire line kind of come together, and you ended up playing pretty well along that line.
Yeah, we definitely ended on a high note, I would say. I think traditionally that's kind of how we roll. We start a little slower. You're kind of still figuring out how the group's going to form together, and I think towards the end of the year is when you really start to play well with each other and you get used to the guys you're playing next to. And I think usually that's the time we're rolling into the playoffs and we're playing our best football, but we rolled into the last game of the season and we really were playing our best football. So,
and just talk about being along the line with a lot of guys you've come up together with, and seeing some of the younger guys kind of be a part of that as well, just some of the strengths that you see of that defensive line this year.
Yeah, I think we got a good group this year. Another senior, Keaton Rickey, he's been with me through this whole journey too. He's inside guy. We got Clayton Power coming off another really good year. Obviously lost the defensive end, but we've got a freshman, Langdon Kitchen, who's shown a lot of really good things, really athletic kid. Niall Shutt, he can kind of go in and kind of go out. So also have Travion Traylor. He's also a guy that can play inside and out. I think what Coach Wright really likes is guys that can play both in and out. That way you have depth within yourself, so that way your best players can play inside and they can play outside. So if I need a sub, Niall can come get me, or if he needs a sub, they can go get the guy inside. So I think we have not a super deep room, but I think a lot of really good players.
What's been the biggest things you've seen out of the defensive unit as a whole so far?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys have stepped up where we needed to. I think obviously that defensive end spot, I think Langdon will do a great job there. I think the linebackers have done a really good job. I think the new safety corners look really good. I think still trying to find that safety spot, not for sure. But, yeah, I think really just together, I think it, just the unit is really solid right now. I'm really excited to see it Thursday.
Well, and you talk about Thursday, you've got a tough one right out of the chute for this year. Minnesota State coming in, a team that made it to the Division II playoffs a year ago. They're picked to be third, I think, in their conference this year, as well as 13th nationally right now. So it's not an easy one to start the season with.
Yeah, I like the challenge, obviously, but it's always fun playing someone new. I think we get so used to playing the same teams over and over again, especially through the season. It kind of gets long, and you feel like you've played these teams 100 times. And I think playing someone from a different conference, obviously, you don't know what they have. Oh, you know what they have, but you don't really know what they're going to do. And I think that's kind of what we're watching right now. And so I think, yeah, a big challenge for us, but I think we're all really excited to kind of prove ourselves again.
Well, you know, you look at Minnesota State back from at one time, they were referring to themselves as Mankato State, and there's a time period before you're coming through the program where you had that opportunity to play a couple non-conference games during the start of the year, and that was one that was kind of a traditional home-and-home that we have through a number of years, and that was a fun, if we can call a non-conference matchup a rivalry, where there's some very good games through the years with the two teams.
Yeah, I think it's cool just new matchups. I think we obviously don't get to play teams from that league, especially in like the playoffs and stuff, because they're in a different region. So I think just seeing how other teams stack up, especially against us, and I think just across the MIAA too, it's really going to be fun to watch some of those games.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun matchup on Thursday night, and just kind of it's been a tradition through the years to get a Thursday night opener, whether it's at home or on the road. Just your feelings about opening the season on a Thursday and a night game. Imagine at home too makes it something special.
Yeah, home opener is awesome. I think Thursday night, first week of school too, I think hopefully there should be a good crowd, and I think a lot of should be students on campus, and I think it'll be a really great night. Hopefully storms for watch out for those, but
unfortunately that's been kind of a tradition as well with those Thursday
like
openers.
Year. Yeah, but I'm really excited. I think just to kind of get a clean slate and go out there and try and start 1-0, and I think it can really springboard us forward through the season.
You know, along those lines, where there's a chance that maybe a weather delay during the game, it seems like that's something too that Northwest has responded well to. And I imagine, standpoint of having it at home, where you've got the locker room and different, there's some advantages to being at home with a rain delay like this.
Yeah, definitely would rather be in our home locker room opposed to some of these visitor locker rooms we've been inside. But we've seen it a lot before, especially since I've been here. We've had super long rain delays. We had it last year, I think, at Washburn. A couple years before it, we had UCO where I think that game was like 5 hours long. And you kind of relax. You kind of, the good thing about this week, it's been so hot out that we've had to like hold off from going out to practice so early. So we're kind of sitting around. I think it's kind of realistic because we're going to, if that happens where we have to come in and sit for 30 minutes, you're going to have to get used to it and just go out and play. So,
again, we're talking with Jake Fisher, a senior team captain along the defensive line at Northwest. Before I let you go, before we came on, Matt Tritton had a little comment about what's in the water in Smithville, because it just seems like there's a lot of good athletes coming out of Smithville, not only in football, but a lot of different sports as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a growing town. Athletics have really boomed in the last probably 8 to 10 years, I think, since I've been there. And I think a lot of kids just bought into what I said earlier. I said the former head coach had a lot of values that a lot of kids bought into, and a lot of the facilities and everything. And I think it really just made all those programs so much better. And I think it's just a great place to be.
And one final note here as well. As again, we talked about this being your senior season coming through the program. What's the future hold outside of football and down the line for you?
Yeah, kind of uncertain right now. Kind of going to play this year out and see how it goes, and then spring make a decision if I want to keep training and if I want to keep doing that, test out a pro day maybe, and see where that takes me. If not, go search the job market and find something to do. So,
all right. Sounds good, Jake. Thanks a lot for being with
us. Thank you.
Again, that is Jake Fisher, defensive lineman with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Again, the Bearcats open up their season Thursday evening at home with Minnesota State, a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 5 o'clock with our pregame. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State volleyball. The season officially getting underway on September 5th as the Bearcats will be on the road heading to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, part of 10 non-conference games, all coming away from home. We're talking with Northwest head coach Amy Wirth, as well as Kaya Luring and Abby Brunson, a pair of seniors from this team. And Coach Ella Caffrey is also here, another captain for this team. I feel like the big question is, all your captains are from Iowa. What's up with that?
I like Iowa. Nothing wrong with that. We just happened to pick, you know, our team does a little survey, and they happened to help pick our captains, and they were from Iowa. And I get the write off that piece, like saying yes, and just happens to be that that's where they're from, and Iowa has great volleyball.
Corn-fed.
Great corn-fed, Midwest, it all works out. Kai and Abby, for you guys to be captains, seniors, part of 8 straight winning seasons for Northwest Missouri. They had a chance to make it 9 in a row. What does it mean for you guys to be leaders on this team?
It means a lot. I mean, especially being here for our 5th year, I think it kind of shows, like, our experience, our time here, and hopefully we can just help develop the younger kids as we get older.
Yeah, I think it shows that, like, we were selected by our teammates, and that's something that I feel like not a lot of teams do for Northwest, so I think that was special, and like, it means a lot to us.
A season ago, 15-14, again got that winning mark, 10-10 in conference though, and ultimately fell short of the goals you wanted to reach, battled injuries and everything. What do you take away from last season, and what do you throw in the garbage and move away from?
I think we're all pretty fueled by last season. Like, obviously that's not how Bearcat volleyball is. That's not how we came in and played the last 4 years. And we just want to turn it around, and we're using it big as motivation right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, obviously sixth, going from first to sixth within a year is not where we want to be. So just using that, kind of talking about every once in a while, being like, hey, we're not sixth. We don't want to be sixth again. Just trying to move up the ladder.
Pick sixth in the conference standings preseason. Does that talk at all in the locker room at all?
Yeah, we talk about it because that's just honestly also just seeing like who's above us and who's lower than us. Like it's almost like disrespectful because we know that we're better than sixth. So we want to prove that we're better than sixth.
I personally would rather be the underdog than number one. So I think that's something we've talked about a lot is like, okay, sixth, let's go prove people wrong.
Coach, we've had about 2 weeks of preseason, a chance to kind of work into these games again coming up on September 5th, the first one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What have you seen these first couple weeks, and what have you liked from this team so far?
I think athletically we're better than we were last year, and you at some point got to stop comparing yourself from last year, but that's all you have right now because we haven't played. And so from that piece, I feel like athletically we are the people we have brought in are adding to us and making us more athletic. And we have five people who are new, so we're trying to get them integrated in our systems and what we do. And I'm leaning heavily on our upperclassmen and around 10 of them to be able to take someone under their wing and lead them through that. And what we've been saying a lot this year, at least I have, is how can you develop other people? I talk about developing people from my perspective, but how can we develop each other and be the best that we can be that way? So I've been very happy with how hard we've worked. We're trying some new things in practice when it comes to putting pressure on them and making them more uncomfortable in practice. And I think that, you know, they're going to respond to that because just the players that they are, they're going to respond to it, and we're going to be better because of it.
So much of going through preseason, offseason workouts, you're trying to become better individual players and obviously work together as a unit. But then Coach has also talked a lot about leadership and growing as leaders to this point, too, and some books you read, but then also some other things getting intertwined. It's an intangible, but do you guys feel yourselves becoming better leaders and taking some of those players under your wing like she talked about?
I mean, yeah, obviously it's something like you just have to like learn as you go. Like every group is going to be different. And like with this group, I feel like things are going really well and smoothly right now, and I'm very optimistic going into it.
Yeah, I agree. I think just like getting to know the new people, also getting to know like how other people act, how other people want to be coached, kind of how they want to be led. I feel like just learning that as the season goes on will really help us.
Do you ever fear, Coach, and you're building leaders, and ultimately you want to send them all out in their communities, wherever they go, to be leaders, but you don't want to have too many cooks in the kitchen, right? Everybody has their own aspects they can do. Is it fostering that chance to step up and find your way, but also making sure people aren't step on their toes too?
Usually that happens pretty organically. We've had a whole spring with them being leaders, and it's really trying to figure out how the new people mesh with our, you know, returners. And so that's what I probably pay attention to more than people stepping on each other's toes. I think we're pretty respectful of each other, and we've had some experience with that since spring. So you know, they have said they feel like from the standpoint of people looking up to them, they feel that more this year. They are older. They're a year older. And people are respecting their perspective and listening to them. And I think that is huge when it comes to leadership. And bottom line, I want them to lead by example, and they do a great job doing that. They hold themselves high with their accountability and just how they're acting on the court and their character. And they got the baseline down, and now they can just continue to develop other people around them.
Northwest Missouri State volleyball getting set for the 2024 season begins on September 5th. Again, four matches will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Then you go for four in Pensacola, Florida, and that's part of 10 straight away from home non-conference to start things off. Are you building that schedule with the thought in mind of we're going to get good away from home before we're coming back and playing good competition at the same time?
We just haven't had luck hosting a tournament for whatever reason. The last time we hosted it was with Missouri Western, and I want to reach back out to her and see if we can get that going. But I get pretty antsy with hosting tournaments because you're waiting for people to join your tournament, but yet other tournaments are getting full. And so it's that balance of having hope that you're going to get it full, and what are you going to do if you have four versus five in tournament, and how are you going to do that schedule? So I haven't quite mastered that patience yet. And continuing to reach out to coaches and connect with them so that I can get them to our place. there's nothing wrong with being in Maryville. We can house people. We can do it. Our sports information director would be awesome at hosting, you know, five teams in and doing the stats and all that. But it's just that we've found ourselves on the road, and we're going to be road warriors and get after it, and road dogs, whatever you want to call us. But I think it's fun. Every couple of years we go far away, and that happens to be this year. We're going back to Florida, and my theory is schedule tough and win. So you're going to see some pretty good teams that we're going against, and it's for a reason. And I just want us to put it all out there and see how we match up against some of the best in the nation.
Kai, when we look at this, we see Northwest Missouri State playing all 10 of these away and some really good teams, including down in Florida. You left three teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year. If you take care of business in conference, you'll be in the tournament. No big deal. But what do you put on these 10 and say, this will make it a success? Is it a win total? Is it going out and some kind of team bonding or a stat? Or what do you put on it that will be these 10 are a success?
I think not talking about wins and losses, like even if we took the loss, we're playing great teams, like you said. So just learning from each of those games, no matter the outcome, just getting better. I do think actually we do enjoy playing away. When we went to Tampa 2 years ago, that was a great, great experience for us. So I'm hoping we have the same outcome this time.
And Abby, too, you probably got 30, 40, 50 matches. You got a lot of matches left to go in your career, but at the same time, in 2-3 months, it's all going to go very fast. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of take every one and enjoy it? Senior year, last go around, and just knowing that you're leaving it all out there.
Yeah, I think our class of five, we've obviously came in together as freshmen, and we're all very, very close. And just, like, constantly kind of talking about it, like, this is our last together, like, this is our last season, this was our last preseason, and just, like, not letting ourselves take it for granted is something that's really important to us five. And just, like, spreading that to the entire team, like, hey, let's not take college volleyball for granted. Like, there's not a lot of people who get to do this. Like, we are, like, grateful to be here.
Coach, also, we had you on a podcast a couple weeks ago. We talked about Northwest. We talked about this season coming up. And at the end, you did mention one thing about Abby that she thought that she didn't like because you thought she was saying she was weird, which I don't think was exactly what it was. But, Abby, you're kind of like the X factor for the team, right? Bring a little bit more personality.
Yeah, I would say I'm kind of out there. Like, I'm always the first to talk. I don't really have the best filter. But I will say there is a freshman that will be giving me a run for my money. Chloe Hayes will be giving me a run for my money for the loudest and most outspoken on the team. So I am getting, like, I'm preparing to pass that torch.
It's important.
It is important.
Kaya, do you find a tense moment in a match that Abby might say something that will loosen things up?
Yeah, not so much saying, just more like her mannerisms, I'd say. Just like funny little things that she does, and I'm like, I'm so intense, and then she does something funny. I'm like, okay, I can chill for a second. So I think it kind of goes well together.
Well, the season right around the corner gets going on September 5th. Northwest Missouri State taking on Northern State. And then on Friday, Alaska Anchorage before Augustana and South Dakota Mines. Before we let you go, Alaska Anchorage, the Seawolves. It's got to be the best nickname in college sports, right?
No, it's a horrible.
Seawolves?
They were our rival in Alaska. We always said, what's a seawolf? So you're not going to get me on this one.
Okay, you have to let people know that are listening. What school in Alaska did you coach at?
I was in Alaska Fairbanks, so Alaska Anchorage was the rival.
And what was the Fairbanks mascot?
We were the polar bears, the Nana.
That's pretty good, too. Okay. All right, well, it's all about Alaska.
So a seawolf is like a mythical, like,
it's not a bear cat?
No, there are bear cats.
Bear cat, but it's also kind of mythical the way we have Bobby.
Sure. You can look at it that way, I guess.
There's not a bipod cat walking around.
Okay.
That we know of.
But you'll never get me on the seawolves. Like, what's a seawolf is what I will always say. So.
What is a seawolf? And we'll leave it at that, guys. Thanks for coming in today. That's Amy Wirth, Kaya Luring, and Abby Brunson with us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. And we'll talk to you again next week, but also good luck this upcoming season.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, again, getting things rolling in Sioux Falls, South Dakota next week. We'll step aside, back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Golf as the Bearcats getting underway next Tuesday and Wednesday, the Central Region Fall Preview from Blue Springs, Missouri. We are talking with new Northwest head golf coach Lathan Croy, as well as senior Paige Hoffman. Appreciate you two coming on and talking with us. And Lathan, we'll just dive right in. You've been helping out this program since about 2020. Is that right?
Yep.
Now getting the crown of, hey, you're the head coach. This is full on your program. How special is it? Is there anxiety? Take me kind of through the emotions of the last few weeks.
Not a lot of anxiety, so to speak. I started helping out as a student assistant for 2 years and then took over the graduate assistant role for 2 years. And Andy Peterson did a great job of, you know, giving me more and more control of the team, so to speak, especially last year in my graduate assistant role. And so as I transitioned into this role, in terms of the golf course and coaching in that aspect, not a lot changes for me. It's more so, you know, the paperwork and scheduling and answering all the emails. That has been the new role. But no, I'm comfortable. I'm excited. I think we've got a great group this year, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Andy's been a basketball coach, an athletic director, of course, played basketball, but he's also been women's golf coach for quite a while. Did you kind of feel like you kind of had to earn that trust of taking over his baby since he has been over this program for a long time?
Yeah. And he's still helping me out, and I'm extremely thankful for that. I'm not thrown to the wolves by any means. So he's helping me out a lot, and any question I've got, he still answers. And so he still talks to our team quite a bit, and we still have some text group chats that he's in, and he'll be telling them good luck before every round. So.
Paige, going into it, since you've been with Northwest, I mean, Lathan's been around. It's kind of the only thing you've known, knowing that there's going to be a head coach that wasn't Coach Peterson and Lathan taking over. Was that a bit of a calming thing going into your senior year, knowing, all right, not a lot's changing for us?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think Lathan's a great coach, and I think he's going to do great things with this program. And one thing I'm most excited for this year is to help him kick it off and get to be that senior leadership for him to support everything he's doing and the changes he makes to make this program better. And I couldn't be happier that he got the job, and it's a big relief for me.
Well, heading into it, things getting rolling once again next week in Blue Springs, a pretty good contingent of fall tournaments, wrapping up with the Midwest Classic here at Mozingo Lake Golf Course in about mid-October. Then, of course, the spring bringing on MIAA championships and beyond there. Paige, what do you want to see out of this team here in the fall, and just the development from, all right, we had some good moments last year, but now we need to compound those?
Right. I think this year's going to be different than the last 2 years at Northwest for me, because we have such a new group. We have four of us coming back and three coming in, and I think that's the biggest exciting thing for us, is that I think this group will just continue to get better as they get used to college golf. And we didn't have the best spring as a golf team last year. I was disappointed in that, and I think this group will come in with some fire and know that we can be better than we were in the spring, and hopefully, you know, shoot some new school records. And obviously, I just want to grow as a team and getting to know each other, too. But I think we have great potential to be successful on the course.
And Lathan, with a couple seniors like Paige, like Madeline, and two extremely talented individuals, helping to bring in about half your team being new, that has to kind of help saying, all right, this is the standard we're setting. We need to try to reach what these two are going to do, tournament in and tournament out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think having two seniors like Paige and Maddie with the experience that they have, competing in big tournaments and performing well, that's going to be a great asset to those three freshmen that we have coming in. And, you know, I think the two, Kayla and Lauren Cole, that are our juniors now, you know, now they get to take that step from being an underclassman to an upperclassman. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. I think team-wide, we played in a lot of tournaments this summer, and had a pretty good summer, you know, across the board. And so even though we don't have a lot of practices under our belt before we head to that first tournament, I think they'll be fully prepared, and they've put in the work all summer to play their best golf right off the get-go.
What do you want to put out there for your players in the summer? Is it saying we want to play X amount of rounds, or is it working on just a specific part of their game? How do you approach that?
It's really, you know, they kind of they're busy all summer. You know, they're working jobs and getting experience, you know, and the thing that we want them to in terms of being, you know, leaving Northwest with a degree and in a professional career and things of that nature. But just kind of work-life balance in terms of work and golf and playing as much as they can. And they kind of, Paige can talk about it more, but they play in certain events. She plays in events every summer. And so a lot of them play against each other or with each other in some events. And so just fine-tuning their game, making sure they're out practicing. And if they can play in a lot of events, you know, go do it. But I'm not going to tell them necessarily how many to play in.
Paige, is it going out and, hey, I'm going to go out with my dad and have some fun? Or is it get a little bit more competitive and kind of, all right, I'm going to go out and shoot this score, and if I don't get it, I'm back out tomorrow morning doing the same thing?
Yeah, it's a good mix of that. I definitely think the summer is a good time to get back more into the fun side of golf and, you know, play those rounds with family. But it's also a good time to tune up competitively. I know this summer I played in our state AM and our state match play, and those were really good events where you get to play against D1 players and really see where your game's at and do some checkpoints before you get here in the fall. So, yeah, it's definitely a mix. You kind of have to find what works best for you. But, I mean, once it gets into July and August, you have to get down to it so you're ready to go for September.
It's a mental grind playing this sport as much as you do. Do you take at least a couple weeks off to kind of decompress a little bit?
Yeah, I'm laughing because I don't normally take weeks off, and that is a big problem for me. But I actually saw Lathan at one of our former teammates' weddings this summer, and I was kind of just burnt out. I hadn't been playing as good as I wanted to, and Lathan was like, you know, just take some time off now because you aren't going to be able to later. And I took 2 weeks off and came back and played the best golf I'd played all summer. So he's coaching even in the summers, helping me out.
There you go. And again, we're not going through this fall and saying, all right, in November is going to be a national championship. It's your play your fall tournaments. And we kind of look at the spring. But with the Midwest Classic being at Mozingo, is there a point of pride of, I want to be playing my best golf in mid-October?
Yeah, the fall season's so interesting because, yes, you want to play your best golf when you're at home and stuff, but the weather becomes an increasing factor as the season goes on. And I know 2 years ago when we hosted that tournament, it was 30 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Home field advantage.
Yeah. Even if you're playing your best golf, the weather might say otherwise. But, yeah, the goal is always to get better as you go along and take lessons from each tournament and build going forward.
We're talking Northwest Golf with Lathan Croy, head coach, as well as one of his seniors, Paige Hoffman. And Lathan, before we let you go, we got to ask, and we talked a little bit before going on, you're from Trenton, Missouri. Your dad, Wes Croy, was a longtime coach at Trenton High School, then the AD. Your mom right now coaching at NCMC Women's Basketball. Did you just kind of feel like you would be coaching at some point?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what else I would have done with my life, to be honest with you. I was going to take a teaching job after I got done with my grad assistant role. I was going to be an assistant football coach and a head boys golf coach at Brookfield High School, actually. And then this opportunity, you know, just kind of happened out of nowhere. And, you know, it's one I couldn't say no to, and it's a dream come true. I love this community, love this school. I've loved coaching this team, and really anything I could have asked for and more.
Well, it's great to have you on full-time now as the head coach, and looking forward to seeing what yourself, Paige, and the team can do this upcoming year. So, Coach Paige, thanks so much for coming out, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks.
That is Northwest Missouri State head golf coach Lathan Croy, senior Paige Hoffman. They'll get the season underway next Tuesday and Wednesday in the Central Region Fall Preview. We'll step aside and be back with more from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV K&W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Hey, welcome back into Pizza Ranch in Maryville for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. We are joined by Whit Cunningham, the Bearcat coach, as well as junior Amanda Segerman from the women's side, and from the men's side, senior Dylan Grover. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us today. And man, Wick, diving right back in. Cross country season getting underway September 6th, the Platte River Rumble up in Omaha, Nebraska. We're going through a time right now to where we kind of expected things might be tapering off. Instead, the heat keeps building up right as you're heading toward that first meet. How the first week or so of getting everybody back in and running going, and how do things change as the weather kind of dictates things?
Yeah, we got that false fall in early August, so now we're back to the summer again. But no, it's been really good. Getting everyone back on campus, having everyone back together is phenomenal. A lot of new faces, a lot of returners. It's great to get them all mixed up. As for dealing with the heat, just like everyone else, I imagine we're going nice and early in the morning, so it's not too bad. So we're out there at about 5:45 a.m. for anyone that wants to join.
I'll be there. No, you say nice and early, but I feel like that dew point at 5:45 still feels like it is not pleasant out there.
Yeah, it's still warm, it's still humid, but ultimately the sun's not up yet, and 74 is a lot better than 104, 100%. Whatever it is.
For you, Amanda and Dylan, whenever you two getting back into it, back at Northwest Missouri State and running with teammates again, is that kind of refreshing to be able to go out and, hey, the workouts are hard, but we're right back with our teammates, and we know we're working toward competition around the corner?
Yeah, it's really nice being back with the team. The summer can be long running alone, and once you come back onto campus with all your friends and teammates, it's really exciting, and you can feel the energy from everyone. They're excited for the season ahead, and that you feed on each other in workouts and runs, and that's the best part about it.
Do you kind of feel some of that too, Amanda, of, all right, we're getting back in there, and the workouts maybe are a little bit more harder, a little more intense, but at the same time, it's kind of nice knowing that you're working toward that goal of September 6th.
Yeah, like running workouts by yourself over the summer is really hard, but then whenever you're with teammates, it's like a good like confidence booster, because you're like, okay, like I can run these paces. And like, even though like over the summer it might have been hard, like it's a lot easier to like run like fast and run a lot of miles whenever you're with your teammates all together.
So Amanda, you're from Liberty, Dylan from Lee's Summit. Do you guys stick around here and find folks to run with? Do you go back home and run separate? Do you have running groups back home? How do you kind of balance being away from Northwest and not in class?
I'm home the whole summer. I'm in Liberty the whole summer, but I have two friends who run competitively at Missouri Southern, and so we do all of our easy runs together, which is awesome. Like, I'm so happy that I get to run with them, but our workouts are different. My two friends from Missouri Southern, they're twins, and so they get to run their workouts together. So I'm kind of jealous that they get to do that, because then I'll like go off and I'll do my workout by myself. But it's nice still having a group to run with.
But then if you've got friends and you know they're at Southern, then when it comes time to the MIAA and Central Region meet, then you're like, all right, I know what to say to get in their head. I think you just say something and run by them, and they'll be thinking the whole time they're out there.
Yeah,
play that mental game.
Yeah, I've ran a few meets like with them, and like I've ran a few cross country meets and track meets, and we finished like really like close in times too, which is just like super fun.
Dylan, what about you and Lee Summit?
I also head back home. There's a bunch of routes I have back home that I do a lot, and I run solo the whole summer, and it's a little weird because my next door neighbor is one of my teammates on the team, and we don't run with each other for some reason. Our schedules and our timing just don't match up. It it's weird, but I enjoy running solo, but I get really excited when I come back and get to run with the team.
You know, it's one of those things, you do it together enough, it's nice to go out, but then when once you're by yourself, you're like, man, it's kind of nice to be with that group once again. But Wick, whenever you get everybody back in, are you conditioning testing them? Do you throw out a certain mileage to kind of see how everybody's handling everything, if they've done their work, or how do you handle evaluating early?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we start with a few easy runs. Let's just get a couple of runs under our belt, especially for those freshmen coming in. They're nervous, they're excited, a lot going on. Let them know that they belong and they can handle this. And then we do have a time trial. It's a lot of fun. It's a chance to get competitive before the season and kind of see, hey, am I where I want to be, or you know, what changes do we maybe need to make?
We see Northwest getting set for the Platte River Rumble, the Roy Griak Invitational, the Greeno Dirksen Invitational, which is one we've seen a lot. We've seen the Platte River Rumble the last couple of years too, and then that middle one up in Minneapolis. But we're seeing all three of the first three hosted by Division I opponents. Is that scheduling on purpose to say, let's dive into some bigger meets right away?
Yeah, absolutely. Those meets are hosting quality meets, and we have a pretty quality team on both the men's and women's side, and we want to just make sure we're getting great competition for both genders. And that's the one beautiful thing about running, is there's not really exclusivity. You can run against D1, 2, 3, JUCO, NAIA, and all of those meets you'll probably see a little bit of all of them, and that's the exciting thing about it, to get to intermix with those bigger schools, with those high-level Division I programs.
Yeah, I feel like over the years we've seen Northwest go up against some of those in meets like this, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, those times are comparable. This is a team that is very capable of doing some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no one we're going to really shy away from. I mean, you get those big Power 5 schools or Power 4 now and whatever, I get that. But ultimately, we're just looking to toe the line and race the people that we need to be racing, whether no matter what jersey they're wearing, where they're from, anything about that. We're not scared to toe the line and race anybody.
We're talking Bearcat Cross Country with Northwest Missouri State Coach Wick Cunningham, as well as junior Amanda Segerman and senior Dylan Grover. Amanda, junior year, you've seen some growth at Northwest Missouri State within yourself. Now you have a chance to kind of shift into a leadership role, an upperclassman here with this team. Do you approach of that, of being more vocal, helping out some of those younger runners, or is that something that just kind of happens organically over the course of a season?
Yeah, after being here for 3 years, like, it is a different team, and it's a different, like, team dynamic, like, each year. And, yeah, I am, like, one of the upperclassmen. But I wouldn't say I'm, like a super big, like, leader. Like, I definitely am, like, a team player and, like, there for everybody. But I'm not one of, like, the, like, bigger voices. But I would definitely say that I'm, like, there for, like, everybody.
Well, and Wick, we have Amanda Dillon with us here today. We've seen Northwest Cross Country lose some good runners from both sides the last couple of years. But you still have a lot of experience and a lot of runners that know the courses, know what they're getting into, have put up good times. Do you feel pretty comfortable with that mix of veteran and the young runners coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with both these Amanda and Dylan, it's not even necessarily what they say. It's just the way they carry themselves, the way they are there to support anyone. And it's kind of leading by action a lot of time, you know. And it's nice to have people like that on the team now. And it's huge for the team. Everyone's got an important role on our team. And everyone fills that role a little bit differently, and they do a fantastic job of just being there, being available, being present, being making sure everyone's feeling included on the team, and just laying everything out there.
And Dylan, getting the chance to run in a national championship meet a season ago, is that something that fuels you a little bit? You talk about those solo runs. Is that something that bounces around in your mind?
It bounced around in my mind all summer. It was such an exciting and incredible experience getting to go there with the team. And we're definitely wanting to go back there this year, and that's what has led to a lot more excitement this season, knowing the success we had last year and having the same team this year with additions of recruits and transfers. The team is very excited. We're wanting it, and I want to go back there a lot.
And, I mean, this year it's in Sacramento, so yeah. Even better, right?
Yeah.
Wick, we look at this early on. Again, the Platte River Rumble coming up September 6th, so right around the corner. Do you put down a certain time, or how do you kind of judge as a coach, all right, this is a successful first meet, or we've got some work to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't look too much at times the first meet. That is, they're wild cards, especially with this weather. Yeah. You never quite know. But what I'm looking for is, did they put themselves in an uncomfortable position, a position where there's a lot of uncertainty? A lot of things could go good. A lot of things could go bad. And I think that's really what we're looking for, because if you're willing to put yourself in those situations all year, a lot of good things will come our way. It doesn't happen by accident. So I think that's what we're looking for most, making sure people get pushed outside their comfort zone a little bit. And if we're willing to do that this early, we're in a fantastic spot.
Northwest getting underway September 6th in Omaha, Nebraska. Appreciate you guys coming on, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Whit Cunningham, junior Amanda Segerman, and senior Dylan Grover with us. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch again this fall. It is time now to turn our attention to soccer, as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, Mark Gordon, joins us along with Sydney Mueller and Ashton Dane. And Mark, it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. We're ready to get things going. It all kind of came about pretty quickly, kind of a shortened preseason period for us, but tracking the right way. I think we've had some good training and trying to adjust with the temperatures, as everybody is right now, but taking advantage of the opportunities we have to get better.
Really, until the last couple of days, weather-wise, it's been about perfect, hasn't it?
It has. The week prior, we did some two-a-days and things, and the weather couldn't have been better, and I think we came out of that pretty healthy because of that.
And just talk a little bit about the squad you've got coming in this year and some of the things that really stand out for you.
Well, I think, you know, immediately I go to the back line, our back five, six, you know, two of our defenders sitting here today, goalkeeper, outside backs, even in some of the rotations we do, we have players that have played heavy minutes. So there's a real good contingency of leadership and experience and game time together. And I just hopefully the... In my mind, you know, the defensive side of things, we look pretty strong right now. And over the last few years, we've kind of, you know, always kept ourselves in games by not conceding. And I think we're trying to add some pieces and get them a little more involved in the attack, get them comfortable to do that. And I think just over their time together, what, the last 4 years? We're going on five now with some of them. There's a comfortability and a trust with each other, and the introduction. I think so two of our freshmen that have come in are going to play a good impact and have an opportunity to learn and grow with our older players.
And you kind of alluded to Ashton and Sydney here being some valuable veterans in the program, both seniors coming in. What have they brought to this team?
You know, it all started, you know, in the COVID. They came in and we just grinded out and did the spring thing. And start of fall was kind of a transformational time for us. And they've just been a part of the growth and change, kind of built on what some of the girls that were here when I arrived bought in and really supplemented those pieces together and have just given us a good pathway and help us continue to grow our process and try to, you know, get further through our conference tournaments and see if we can get back to the national tournament.
Again, Ashton Dean and Sydney Mueller with us here. And first, Ashton, just talk a little bit about coming into this program and from Olathe, Kansas, and just talk about seeing this program grow through the years.
Yeah, it's been super awesome to see the program grow throughout the 5 years that I've been here. It's been a totally different team that we've seen progress throughout these years. And being a freshman on the team through COVID, we really got to grow and kind of grow the culture a lot as a team through in those couple early years. And then now I think our culture is awesome where we're at. Everyone on the team is best friends. And I think that's something that we're all pretty proud of. And then also just the level of hard work that we have on the team is great, and I think everyone now is very competitive on the team, and it's shown throughout what we have done the past couple of years.
And Sydney, coming from Gretna, Nebraska, you're part of a program that's posted three straight winning seasons here. And what's been the things that you've seen that really have helped this team become the winning type of program that you've seen here?
Yeah, I think depth has been big for us as we grow in this program. When we came in, we weren't a very deep team. And that's something that's changed tremendously in my 4 years here. And it's really nice to just know that we have a deep bench and we can go to people if we need. And I feel like that helps us prolong our winning span in through the season.
For a couple of veterans in this program, what's the main things both of you want to try to impart on some of the younger players coming up?
I definitely think, so we're big on attitude and effort when we come in here, and we have it on our benches, and that's something that we preach throughout our team, and we make sure that everyone's always given 100%, and we always want everyone to come to each other if they have everything.
Yeah, and a little bit outside of soccer too, just to be there for each other. We're a team. There were 27 girls strong, and to just lean on each other and go to each other, because soccer is not our whole lives, and we need to remember that too.
Now, we talked with Mark about this just a moment ago too, as far as the weather for the fall camp this year. Up until the last couple of days, I imagine you guys pretty much enjoyed the type of weather you had here, but you kind of want to pay for it here this week, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. It was a first good few weeks, so that's not something we've really had ever. So that was a nice change.
Yeah. What's been the main things that have come out of fall camp for both of you?
I think we had a good spring. It was one of the most competitive springs we've had within the team, and we had a good few matches. So fall camp being a little shorter this year, it was important to kind of build off that and help the new girls to catch on as quick as they could, just having about a week and a half before our first scrimmage.
And definitely focus on the priorities that we need to and not get lost and kind of other things, and make sure that we focus on the deals that we need to at hand.
Well, let's talk a little individually and team-wise for the goals that both of you have coming into this final year for both of you. Ashton, first of all, what are some of the main things you want to accomplish this year?
I just want to have a good season that I thoroughly enjoy. Make sure that I allow my other team members to have a season that they enjoy and be a leader on the team to someone that the girls can go to and someone who they feel comfortable around with.
And Sydney, as far as your season, what are some things you're hoping to see?
Just to stay healthy, not only myself but as a team. Just grow each game and learn from our mistakes in games and just try to be better each match.
And Mark, let's just talk about what's coming up. You got a little bit of time here until the fourth with your opener down in Bethany, Oklahoma, with Southern Nazarene.
Yeah, so we opened up this last Saturday. We had Jewel at home for an exhibition, a scrimmage. We have this week to continue to do some preparatory things, and then Saturday we will head over to play Truman. The addition of Pitt to the conference has been great. It shuffled our scheduling a little bit, so our month of September is a wide variety of days and times and that we aren't typically used to. So I like it in a sense. We can't get too comfortable with routine through September, dealing with a little adversity, managing, you know, our time, our off days, the days that we have, and maximizing those times to help prep us for the next game. And that starts that weekend when we go to Oklahoma. We originally had two matches scheduled. We had a double booking of one of our opponents. So we've cut one game out and picked up another, and we're going to meet UMSL in Topeka. We were supposed to have a two-game series down in Oklahoma, but it's all worked out. So, like, those kind of things, it really, you know, it was just information we passed on to the girls. It didn't really create any kind of grief or anything. It was, I told them what happened, what this is what we're doing, and they all just responded with, okay. And they just want to play.
All right. And Ashton and Sydney, one final thing here. Are you aware of the genius of Mark Gordon here? The one thing, coming back to Pizza Ranch, that we get to enjoy is the those warm chocolate chip cookie things with the ice cream on top of it. And that was something that I think he came up with that I think it's just pure genius on his part.
They call it Chicken Ranch to us, so we take that with a grain of salt, I think.
Yeah, I think they're not doing the soups now, so they've cut away the little bowls. So yeah. I've shut that down. And
well, I found that you can still use the plate and put it on there.
Ooh, yeah, that might be too big.
But I think that's just a stroke of genius on your part with the whole thing.
It's a mini Pazuki.
All right, we've been talking soccer with the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, along with Ashton Dane and Sidney Mueller. We'll be back and finish up and talk a little tennis right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch as we wrap up the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show for the first show of this fall season. And joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, along with a new player coming in its program, Paulina, with us. And Mark, it's hard to believe, but it's time for the fall part of your season.
It is hard to believe, John, and I'm ready for number 41 here at Northwest.
And pretty much 41 successful seasons, too, through the years.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. We've had some really good players over the years.
And for those that maybe don't understand or aren't familiar with the kind of the fall season for Northwest tennis, it's a little bit of a different type of scheduling and play than what you have with the team play in the spring semester.
Yeah, John. Typically, the fall is the individual season, so there's no team competition as far as you know, the MIAA tournament, conference, or NCAA stuff. It's all individuals figuring out rankings and doubles teams and that thing, and it usually ends with the regional ITA tournament, and if someone advances, which we've had many advance to the national ITA tournament in Rome, Georgia in October.
Now, you brought a player with you here today, and it's Paulina coming from Ukraine, and she's a new program or a new player into your program.
She is a new player. She's just come in. I've never seen her hit a ball. Look forward to that. She's a transfer from Francis Marion in the East, a Division II school. Good program there.
And Paulina, first of all, welcome to Northwest Missouri State, and we're glad to have you on board and part of the Northwest tennis program here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. So I'm excited for the bowl seasons for fall, which is like in a week. Yeah, we will have the first match. So I'm excited to hit the balls again in the team surrounding, and yeah, I'm happy to have the first practice tomorrow. And to be able to play with the new team, So, yeah.
All right. Again, thanks a lot for coming to Northwest Missouri State. Like I say, we'll look forward to watching you play out on the tennis courts. And, Mark, I guess the first competition just kind of around the corner for you here.
It is. We're going to have a kind of a three-way with Augustana, who's had a good tennis programs. We're going to do that on men and women the weekend after this one, and then we're going to go over to Washburn, and then we get into our IITA tournaments and so forth.
All right. Well, we'll have more with you as we go along this fall, so thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you, John, for having us on. We appreciate that.
You bet. Again, that is Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis coach Mark Roswell, along with Pauline, a new player on the roster for the Northwest women. That'll do it for our coaches show on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. My thanks to Matt Tritton and all of our guests that we've had on for this hour here from Pizza Ranch. We'll be back again next Tuesday with the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Don't forget, Thursday night, it's Bearcat Football Northwest and Minnesota State, 5 o'clock pregame, and 6 o'clock is kickoff. For Matt Tritton, I'm Chuck Coffey. So long from Pizza Ranch.